Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It's the 7th of August, and my title today is The Conclusion of the Three Most Critical Actions for Your Recovery. Listen, this week, we've been focusing on the three most critical actions that we all need to be doing on a daily basis if we're going to be making progress in our recovery from our sexual brokenness. And this is especially to the 50 new people we have had join our community in July and now August. But these three things are critical for all of us. And I know the devil just whispered in your ear that they don't apply to you because, you know, you're so special. Well, sorry to break the news to you, but you're not that special, especially in this area. In fact, as the book title said it so well, this is every man's battle. However, these three critical actions that we've covered over the last couple of weeks are not just for those of us who have become addicted to porn or sex. They're actually the three critical actions for every believer, every follower of Christ who really wants to be experiencing what we would call the normal Christian life. They're not what we have to do because we've become addicted. These are the things every believer must do if we are going to survive, grow stronger, and be experiencing the life God has for us, abundant, joyful, and victorious life in Christ. Now, one of the reasons so many men, women, and teenagers are not having victory and tasting the true sweetness of a life in Christ is because we expected it to be handed to us soon after we were born again. Indeed, the moment we became saved, we were given the gift of eternal life, and we were filled and sealed by the Holy Spirit and forgiven all of our sins that we have or will ever commit in our entire life. So that's all good news. However, there is the stark reality of every person who has ever been born again and is now a new creation in Christ. There are three universal realities that are part of our everyday existence that, as long as we're drawing breath, are true, and we must deal with them on a daily basis. Just to remind you, number one, we all still have a sin nature or a flesh dwelling inside of us, and that will be there until we die. Number two, we still live in a fallen world where now porn has become omnipresent, free, and virtually accessible anytime, anywhere. And number three, we still have an enemy, the demonic forces of evil, who are now targeting us because we've been rescued out of the dominion of darkness and we've been brought into the kingdom of Christ, and so they are against us. So this week, we have very carefully gone over what God has given us and told us what we need to do so that we will not be overwhelmed by the fact that we have an enemy inside of ourselves, our flesh, an enemy outside of ourselves, demonic forces, and oh, by the way, we're living behind enemy lines in a fallen world. So that, my friends, is the reality for all of us, whether we like it or not. Life is now, as a believer, a battle, because we are in a war. I wish it were not so, but, you know, wishing accomplishes nothing. I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you. To walk out of a sexual addiction will take a lot of hard work on your part. And the reason such a huge number of Christian men are not having victory is because they try to do it on their own and find the battle far greater than they could have ever imagined it would be. The reason I know this is because I am almost 15 years into my own recovery, 5,446 days to be exact. And I believe that God has called me to this work of helping other men in their recovery by teaching them what the Bible tells us to do so that we're experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit transforming us. That's right. That's what the Christian life is really to be, transformation. The Christian life was never meant to be us struggling as best as we can to stop sinning and live a good life. Listen, God knows all things. God knows no Christian in this situation of our world could never do that on their own. Even the Apostle Paul struggled with this sin and came to realize that he was a wretched man at the end of Romans 7, who needed to be changed by God so that he could have a growing freedom from sin and live a Spirit-filled life. Listen, my friends, I tried my very best to stop my sexual sins, only to discover that my very best was not anywhere good enough. And I had been a very successful pastor for 26 years, and I had everything to lose. And on September 9th of 2005, I was forced to resign my position because I no longer met the biblical requirements of being a one-woman man. So I was forced to confess my sinful addiction of 8 years to my wife and our 4 adult children. I hit rock bottom with such a forceful splat, and I lay there for over 2 weeks, a complete mess of broken, depressed, and completely defeated Christian man. So when I tell you that these 3 things are critical, I know it because I lived it and I am living it still. Gradually over time, I slowly made progress. I was offering my body to God as a living sacrifice because I realized that only He could help me. He had already saved me from my sins, but now I needed Him to save me from myself. So I dedicated my entire body, my entire life to Him every day, well, almost every day, and I still do. I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me and enable me to walk in the Spirit so that I will not fulfill the desires of my flesh. Indeed, I ask the Spirit to help me put to death the deeds of my flesh. Help me take every thought captive and not allow even a hint of sexual sin to be in my thoughts, that He would influence me through my day with consistency, and that He would begin to bear His fruit in my life so that I might be able to have some self-control. Plus, I pray through the full armor of God almost every day so that I might be able to stand, quote, in the strength of His might, end quote, against the demonic forces that want to destroy my life, my wife, and my family. Listen, my friends, these things are not the extra credit efforts of someone wanting to get an A+ instead of just an A in living the Christian life. These are the most critical things that God tells us to do in the Bible. Because I was getting F- and failing in the Christian life. I was even beginning to doubt if I would ever graduate and go to heaven. So I got sent to the principal's office, and we had a talk. He reminded me that I was still his student, and I was still in his school of life. And he assigned to me a tutor, the Holy Spirit, who would guide me every day and teach me what are the things I needed to learn and do. And after about 5 years of training me in that school, he asked me to start my own school for broken Christian men called 180 Ministries. Listen, there is always open enrollment. And here's what we have to offer you. Not only a biblical education on how to live the real Christian life, but classes where you can connect with a small group of other men walking out their own recoveries and who would be willing to help you walk out yours as well. These classes we call online support teams. And you know what? I've just started two new ones with open enrollment. One is on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the other is at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursdays. Those classes are wide open. Send me an email, and I will send you the Zoom link so you can just sit in as my guest. No commitments, just sit in and see what the teams are like and how we operate. If those two times don't work for you, 4 o'clock on Tuesday and 8 p.m. on Thursday, then I have 12 other classes that you can choose from. Listen, I know you feel like a dropout. School was too tough for you or wasn't giving you what you thought you were going to get. However, we know what you need and we're prepared to teach it to you over the long haul. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. I love you, my friends. Contact me about our online support teams, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Take care and goodbye.